need to get a real bra for this baby shower. Strapless dress. Can't be wearing that.
Look at those knockers.
No.
That's crazy.
None of my swimsuits will fit.
You're a different person with boobs.
And I really don't like them. I, like, have to put my shirt under them.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because
they're sticky.
And sweaty.
Never in my life has that happened.
You've never had an underboob.
No, I just would wear a sports bra to bed. Now I can't wait to take it off.
At least they're not hurting yet.
They hurt. Oh, my nipples hurt.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, from a shirt.
Yeah. Even.
Why?
It's like they become extra sensitive. So don't I would literally, touch yeah, me. Don't come anywhere near them. Just the brush of something.
No. I brushed my own nipple and I was like.
It'll be so fun. Hi, I'm Christina.
And I'm Shauna. We're two best friends in our 30s just navigating motherhood.
And dishing all the hilarious, inappropriate truths that go with it. We are Millennial Moms. Anyways. Okay, so we have a bunch of Am I the Asshole things. I haven't read any of them yet. And then, well, we talked about it in the car on the ride over. Mental health check-in.
We're great. If you can't tell.
So good. No, it's...
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything is not fine. I am so... mentally not okay, bro. Like, so not
two
okay.
Two steps away from a fucking check-in.
Literally. Like, straight
grippy
jacket.
Grippy sock.
Grippy sock.
Minty B.
No phone charger.
No.
No shoestrings. No ties in my sweatpants. Mm-mm. They're gonna take it all away because I am 6 feet from the edge. What's that song? Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge.
And I'm thinking.
Maybe 6 feet isn't so far down. That's literally where I'm at, you guys.
Far. It's not that far.
It's not that far.
Won't hurt that bad. I can bounce right back.
We're not. That'd be fine, too.
Nope.
I just...
It's dark.
I can't. Yeah, you got to be dark last week. I'm dark this week.
Okay.
I think I've just been, like, trying to tell myself... for so long that things are fine. And like push, you know, like pushing years. It down. Years. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That I'm like breaking. As you're breaking my kid's birthday gift. Oops. Mari had her birthday party this past weekend. You guys, it was absolute chaos. So... It was nice all week. It was the weather was nice all week. It was sunny.
90.
Yeah, 85, 90 the whole week. I had my pool. It took us 3 days to clean that pool out because we left it up for winter. And so it was green.
It's going to take another 3 days.
Yeah, it was full of leaves and dirt and gunk. So we had to drain it. We had to scrub it. And then we had to refill it, you know. So spent 4 days doing that last week. And I was trying to get it all ready for Mari's birthday party so the kids could be outside. And lo and behold, it dropped to 40 degrees on Saturday, and it was literally sleeting.
Yeah.
Like, the hour before her party started. So, I did the only thing I could do and moved my dining room table and put up a bounce house in the dining room. Mm-hmm. And we had 13 children in this house and 12 adults.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
It was absolute chaos. All the children were running around. All of them were screaming. They were having a blast. Amara had the best time at her party, but it was mentally a lot.
I had to leave.
Shauna had to get out. It was too much for this poor pregnant woman.
My feet were swollen.
Yeah, and it was just like sensory overload. Not to mention this house is very echoey because it's like an old house. So you just heard like stampeding children and shrieking and giggling.
Lots of shrieking.
I went up to her room at the end of the party to put her to bed, and her room was destroyed. Every single item that could be on the floor was on the floor. Mm. Things were pulled out of her closet. Toy baskets were dumped out. Play clothes were everywhere. I've never seen a Mara's room look like that. She's not a messy kid. She doesn't really play in her room. She plays on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
She's a gamer like her father.
Yeah.
But it was a lot. But she had a really good time.
At least she had fun.
So much fun. And I made her cake. It was a creeper cake from Minecraft that took me like 4 hours to decorate.
At least kids showed up.
Kids did show up. Because
when you told me nobody RSVP'd, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. I knew that all of our friends were coming with their kids. I just didn't know how many from her class were coming. And I think only two came from her class. But could you have imagined if more had shown up?
Thank God they didn't.
I would have had 25 preschoolers running around the house. So it worked out.
That happened to my brother once. He had a birthday party when he was little and nobody showed up.
That's horrible. That's why. That's horrible. And, you know, I feel like in this day and age, that's a lot more common because parents don't bond like they used to. You know, like when we were kids, our moms were like in PTA and became friends with other moms that had kids. And like for where I grew up, there was two age groups. So my brother's age group had their own like group. I don't know how to say that. He had probably 10 friends that were his age, and they also had younger siblings that became my friends. So all of the parents were friends. We had potlucks every Wednesday in the summer. That was my favorite thing. We would get together every Wednesday during summer. All of the families would go to the park, and it would be a potluck. People would bring meat, sides, desserts. All the parents drank wine, because you could do that at a park. That's a lot
nicer than the school I went to.
Right? And then all the kids would run around at the playground. And this was a time where you didn't feel the need to have your eyes glued to your children at every moment because they would be kidnapped.
Yeah, that's long gone.
We literally would run around that entire park. Our parents had no idea where we were, what we were doing, but trusted us to come back and trusted that we weren't going to be taken.
Yeah.
What a different time we live in.
Seriously.
It's kind of sad. I was talking to Mom the other day about how when I was a kid, I remember being like 8, 9 years old and I was in a musical every summer. She would put me in this and we rehearsed for 2 months and then we did a month of shows. So this was a big production. Whoa. Yeah, it was big. And it was across town. So my mom ran a daycare, couldn't take me. So I rode my bike there across town.
Mm-hmm. And it was fine.
And it was fine. And I got home. No at the phones, end of the day,
no nothing.
No phones.
Free balling.
Yeah, no phones, no GPS trackers, nothing. Nobody to contact and find out if we made it to our place. You just let your kids go and knew they'd come home.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
No.
I couldn't imagine letting my kid just leave the house.
No.
No. It's really sad, honestly.
Can't even take your kids to daycare without fucking worrying.
Oh my God. It is, yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily that the world is scarier or that we're just more aware.
People are scarier.
Is that it?
I don't know, because all those serial killers were from back in the day.
Yeah. Really. I think we're just more hyper aware and we know the risks more.
People aren't as naive now.
Yeah. And yet, crazy shit is still happening.
All the time.
I don't think that helps my mental health at all either.
No.
Like, the state of the world right now.
Woof.
Woof. It is terrifying.
It's woof.
Just sending your kids to school, you have to say a prayer every day.
I'm just going to homeschool.
Your kid's going to do really well.
He'll be fine. I don't use half the shit they taught me anyway, really.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
After, like, fifth grade, it's not important anymore.
No. It's fine. It'll be fine.
He'll read. He'll write.
He'll probably suck at math, because I can't teach that.
No.
Gold skin.
We'll just be like, you got fingers and you got toes. So
count
just
them.
Like...
Count them up.
Count them.
Cut them off. Subtract them.
I still do that. I still use my fingers and toes.
We know I do.
Yeah, Sean and I are both pretty terrible at math.
So good at it.
It'll be fine. We know what 10 centimeters looks like.
A bagel. I was like, wait, what is 10 that's going to be my vagina soon. Great.
Not your vagina, your cervix. That's the really terrifying part, is people say, well, your vagina stretches to 10 centimeters. No, it does not. Your cervix, which is inside your vagina, contracts to 10 centimeters. That hole on the outside stays exactly the size that it is right now. Hence, why... Yeah, oh no, Shauna didn't realize this, and her face is terrified.
So,
That's how women tear.
I could puke. My hands are sweaty right now.
I'm so sorry you had to find out
this. This is exactly how I felt when I met Colby. I could either puke or I'm in love. Here we go again.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that I had to be the bearer of bad news.
Maybe they'll just cut me open.
One way or another, scissors are involved.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy. She's Googling it right now to find out if it's true. I really thought that's what that meant.
What?
I thought it meant your vagina itself.
I thought all of it, just all the holes in there, just open.
Just
up.
A tunnel?
Yeah.
Nope.
Just like the Red Sea. Just opened up, parted.
No, so, ma'am.
See? Why don't they teach more about this?
Your anatomy?
Yeah.
It's frightening how many people don't know their own anatomy.
I'm one of them, obviously.
She's like, okay, now what part is the cervix?
Oh, that's up in there.
That's up in there. And it's like...
How does that open up, but nothing else does? This, none of this is making sense.
Okay, so the cervix... Never mind. We're just gonna... I think it's better
for... I should just wing it.
For Shauna to just live in bliss right now.
It's bliss?
Ignorance is bliss. The less you know, the better.
Obviously.
Isn't that what they did in the olden days? They didn't even tell.
They didn't
tell.
Know shit. They didn't even... Knock them out.
Yeah.
Do that for me. Knock me the fuck out.
Maybe if I sneak a brick in there.
Hit me in the head?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can
do
that.
Don't hit that soft spot.
I'm not your soft spot. I would never...
Shouldn't have that still.
Like, right, but you know where they punch in UFC fighting?
Oh, yeah.
To make them go night-night? That's about to
I gotta open my mouth. And then you hit me.
You'll be screaming anyway, so it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
No, but like, so I'm reading, you know, I like to read. I'm a reader. Mm. So I'm really into my historical fiction right now, and I'm reading all about, like, the mid to late 1800s. And they did not tell these poor women, A... what happened on your wedding night until the day of your wedding. The mother would come into your bridal suite while you were getting ready and have this talk with you and explain to you what sex was and what was going to happen
and
that
night. You have to do it.
Yeah. It's then. Not a question.
This is what your husband's going to do.
Yep.
Not, this is what you two are going to enjoy together. This is what your husband's going to do to you.
And it's going to hurt.
And that's too fucking bad. Deal with it.
And you will give me grandbabies.
You better hope you get pregnant.
And you better hope it's a boy, because...
If it's not...
Woo!
Keep going.
You better give that man an heir. No, it was terrifying. And they also didn't, obviously, understand childbirth either. I mean, they knew...
Neither do I.
You're living in the wrong time period.
Yeah.
No, they knew from, like, animals what happened. But it's...
Which is just so much more, like... Woof.
Maybe that's why procreating was so rampant, because they all had no clue.
They didn't know anything.
What was going to happen or what was coming. You had no rights. You had no rights to your body?
No.
Oh, wow, that sounds familiar. You had no rights to own land or have property of any kind.
Or money.
Or
anything.
Or vote. You couldn't have anything. You had nothing. You were there to create babies.
Yeah.
And that's it. And cook. Glad that's not us anymore. So yeah, our mental health is shit.
I have to do my glucose test on Wednesday.
Are you excited?
No, I'm scared. They have to take my blood and I have to get a shot. All on the same day.
It'll be
I'm
okay.
I'm scared.
After what you just heard, that should be a walk in the park. You're like, at least it's not my vagina ripping open.
Yet.
That'll come later.
But I have to figure out when to drink this drink, because I have an allotted amount of time.
Oh, you have to do it before you even go?
Yeah, they already gave it to me.
Oh.
It's been chilling in my fridge for 2 weeks.
I feel like when I did mine, I went to the hospital, and then they gave it to me.
They do it there, and you have to sit there for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. That's why they changed it. So if I fail this one, that's what I have to do.
Okay. Maybe that's what happened to me, because I did fail my first
brownies.
One.
Brownies.
because in my infinite wisdom, my glucose test was on a Monday. And that weekend, I thought, brownies sound good. So I made a pan of brownies and then I ate them all. Literally, you guys, I think my family each had one. I ate the rest of an entire pan of brownies before my glucose test. My doctor was shocked. They were like, wow, your levels are super high. You are
about to be in a diabetic coma, ma'am.
Literally. And then when I told her that I ate a plate full of brownies, she was like, oh, don't do that next time. So I passed my second one. But yes, I believe that is what happened. I think I took my first one at the office. And then for my second one, I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And the drink isn't bad. People love to, like, say, oh, my God, you know, like, yeah. Oh, it's so hard. It's just flat soda.
I don't like soda, so I don't think I'll really care.
Yeah. It's just flat.
I don't like carbonation. I figured it out. I don't think I like carbonation.
There you go. Well, then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's just, like, syrupy.
I wanted the orange one, honestly, because I was betting that it would taste like orange Hi-C. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I just have to drink it and hope it doesn't make me puke or shit myself. I'll be so mad.
If you shit yourself?
Well, like, not... Legitimately.
I would be mad too.
I mean, I'll be mad.
How are you pooping lately? Is it going better?
Yeah.
Good.
I started taking my probiotics again.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now you're flowing just fine.
Yeah.
That was hard when I was pregnant, was the not pooping. My wow. God.
It was okay because I could really eat anything.
Yeah. And not have explosive like ice cream, diarrhea. Yeah.
Stuff I couldn't eat before, but now we're back to norm.
I'm wondering if, like, being lactose intolerant is even a thing, or is it just because we're getting old? Because I used to be able to eat whatever, and now in my 30s, everything gives me the shits. Everything. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think we just have bad bowels.
Really bad bowels. Anyway, what else is there?
Oh, there wasn't Love is Blind. There wasn't that.
There was not Love is Blind. I cannot.
Netflix was blind. Fucking assholes. I waited all motherfucking day.
All day.
Still waiting.
Still hasn't aired.
Why are some people, like, why did some people get to watch it?
I don't know.
Who? Why are they so privileged? Where are they?
I wonder if they were, like, the West Coast.
That's what Colby said, too.
Because that's when it started working, was 2 hours after we were supposed to watch it. Yeah. And they're 2 hours behind us.
Yep.
But even then, I tried to get on and couldn't I was seeing the lives. Because people on TikTok were recording.
Yep. And I tried so hard not to watch it.
Yeah. I just wanted to watch it to see who was there. Jackie did not show up.
Bitch. With her receipts.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. So, Love is Blind, the wedding finale aired Friday. We watched that. If you haven't watched it yet, please don't listen to the rest of this because we're about to spoil.
Spoilers!
Spoiler alert! This is your last opportunity to stop listening. come back after you watch it. And go. So, wedding. We saw Kwame and Chelsea.
Cringe.
So cringe. And they ended up getting married.
I don't know how they're still married. He posted on Instagram. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
He posted something on Instagram that was like, stop talking shit about our connection. We have a great connection. We love each other.
Do you?
Because the whole after wedding thing was, you're my husband.
She's like, we're embarking on the best journey of our lives, baby. Baby, you're my husband. The whole time, Kwame's just like,
Yep. The best.
It was so awful. It was so cringy. And, like, maybe, because this was a year ago.
Yeah.
They're coming up on, like, their 1 year anniversary. Maybe in the last year it's grown. But my God, their relationship from start to finish. First of all, Chelsea was Kwame's second choice.
Yeah, 100%. And he made her know that.
And then has the audacity to sit here and deny it.
Yep.
Like,
it's on camera, bro.
We all saw it, bro. The only reason he ended up with Chelsea is because Micah turned him down and chose Paul.
The only reason Micah did that was so that Amber, was her name?
Yeah, Amber couldn't have Paul.
Didn't get Paul. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
Yep.
Because I think Amber and Paul would have been way better.
Yeah, and I think Micah thought that she was better than Chelsea.
Yeah.
So she didn't feel threatened by Chelsea.
Right.
She didn't think that Kwame would choose Chelsea at the end.
Yep.
So she, in her mind, she wasn't going to lose. But she had a very good chance of losing, quote unquote, to Amber.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why she played herself the way that she did.
Because I'm not going to lie, Paul grew on me over time.
Yeah, I don't think Paul...
I couldn't fucking stand him at first.
I don't think Paul was bad. I think he's just an awkward...
I think he's incredibly smart.
Super smart.
And...
over-analytical.
Kind of probably was dorky.
Yeah. Very smart, but I think genuinely a good guy.
Yes.
Micah and her friends.
Mean girls.
I haven't seen that type of mean girl behavior since high school.
And they're still friends.
Are they?
Yeah. I saw a TikTok that said they're still friends.
How could you be friends with somebody?
And if they didn't interview that fucking bitch-ass friend last night...
I don't think they did anything. I don't think the reunion was anything worth watching at this point.
That's what everybody's saying.
From what I've seen off of TikTok, from people who have watched it, and from Twitter... Everybody's disappointed with the reunion, not just because it didn't fucking air. It was supposed to be live, and we were ready for the tea. Oh. We were ready. We had our cups and saucers. I'm glad I didn't come over. Yeah, you were supposed to come over, and both of us were like, not feeling it.
It's windy.
It's windy out, so I'm going to stay home. But we sat there waiting for it to load and just kept getting the circle of doom.
I had my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting.
I had my popcorn. Literally, I had a bag of popcorn, and I ate it all.
Even Colby was playing his game right there, like, it's not on yet? No. No, it's not. He's like, you know, it's been like 40... I know.
I know exactly how long it's been. I've been staring at the clock reloading every 5 seconds. At one point, I was on my phone on Twitter, scrolling Twitter, and I just kept hitting the button to see if it would load, and it wouldn't.
No.
So that's fucking awesome. Fuck you, Netflix.
Yeah.
Like,
charging everybody what they fucking charge to just not... I don't pay for mine. Shout out, Kim. But...
the audacity.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Hulu wouldn't have done that to us.
Hulu would have never played us like that.
They know how to do live.
YouTube wouldn't have played us like that.
Apple TV.
Never would have happened.
HBO Max.
You know who really wouldn't have played us like that? Blockbuster.
Yep.
The best part of the reunion was being on Twitter while this was happening and seeing all the brands just shade Netflix left and right. That was the funniest thing. At one point, I think Noodles and Company put out a tweet that said, order your pasta and it'll be delivered before Love is Blind reunion comes on.
Blockbuster was like, remember when you would rent VHSs and could watch them right when you want to or something?
Yeah, that's what it was.
We would never do that to you.
And then MTV jumped in the chat and they were like, well, I guess it's back to ridiculousness. It was wild. The people came out.
Who was that one lady?
Yeah, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out, someone call Lucia the seamstress to fix this. I believe in her.
Facts.
It got 13.2 thousand likes and like 2,200 retweets. That was as of last night.
I bet Brett loved it.
Brett loved it and Netflix actually retweeted it. It was, oh God, it was so funny. But yeah, so, okay, we saw Chelsea and Kwame say I do.
Ugh.
We saw Brett and Tiffany.
Oh my God, I love
say
them.
Say I do.
I love them.
They were the best.
I love them.
They're just so genuine.
Yeah.
Their love was so genuine. Who else did we see? Zach and Bliss.
Didn't see that one coming because like.
She was his second choice.
And he tells her all the time. He told her when they got married.
Yeah, so Zach was on, and he had a connection between Bliss and...
Irina.
And he stupidly chose Irina in the pods. And the entire world was like, you fucked up,
I think he chose her because she sounded like an exotic Russian woman.
I think he chose her because he thought he was not good enough for Bliss. Because there was a point in the pods where she had told him that her family has never approved of any of her boyfriends. And he had a really traumatic experience with his own background that he felt ashamed of. And ex-girlfriends
which,
had...
Which, like, he really shouldn't have. It wasn't that bad.
And it wasn't his fault.
Like, okay, your mom was a stripper. There's plenty of people's moms that were strippers.
Plenty of them.
Like,
but she... I think... I could see people holding that against him because
people suck. And her dad sucks.
Her dad was so awful. I think half the reason she even married Zach was to send a fuck you to her dad.
Seriously, he was a dickhead. Her mom was like an angel. Yeah. She was super nice.
Well, it's no wonder they aren't together.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too.
Bliss's mom and dad are divorced. I can see why.
Her dad kept saying shitty things to her. And then her mom would be like, I'm right here with you. I'm like, oh, damn. She knows. Yeah. She knows that cycle.
Yeah. No, her mom was really sweet. So Zach and Bliss. Oh, so yeah. Zach had originally chosen Irina in the pods. As soon as they met each other, by far the cringiest reveal ever on Love is Blind. Oh my
god.
When the doors opened and Irina and Zach saw each other.
I felt bad for him.
I felt so bad for him. She kept telling him he was creepy.
Yeah.
She said his eyes are weird. Blink. He doesn't blink. He just stares at her and it's creepy. That's what she kept saying. She told him he looked like a cartoon character. Yeah.
When really he doesn't. He just looks like the third brother of the Property Brothers.
He looks like Great Value Property Brother.
It's fine.
Totally fine. We're not saying that's a bad thing. If y'all are
falling in love over not seeing each other, why does it matter?
Yeah, and all the whole time she was like, I don't care what he looks like. I don't care.
Ass bitch.
You care.
He had a much more attractive voice than physical appearance.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yeah.
And he was kind of creepy.
He was a bit. He's an odd duck.
He's Zach, a lot, I feel like.
Zach is an odd duck. He is definitely a big personality.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, but like, you could tell straight up nerd. Like, big time nerd, but very comfortable in his nerdiness. Like, he is who he is. He's confident in himself. I love that.
Very caring.
Very caring. He wants to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
I remember him talking about that. So, really big heart. Unfortunately, Irina continuously said that he gives her the ick.
And then made him feel like that. When they went to Mexico. She was a bitch.
She was such a bitch. I loved when they finally broke up in Mexico.
Yep.
And he was like, this has been the fucking worst experience of my life. Yep. He's like, you have treated me like shit.
She did, too.
Oh, my God, she did. So like bad.
He asked for a kiss. And she, how about a hug for now? When she said that, I was like, oh, this bitch.
It was so...
Can't even give him a peck? Come on, throw the guy a bone.
I'm sure you've done worse, Irina. Like, I'm sure you've kissed and done some nasty things with that mouth
and
of
she
yours.
Wasn't near as fucking hot as she wanted to act like she was. If
we're being honest. She didn't have the looks to go with that bitchy personality.
And the mean girl in that whole house. Yeah. Talking shit about people... But nice to their face. I can't deal with that kind of shit. I did not like her.
Her and Micah laughing when Amber came in all brokenhearted.
Because Paul fucking broke it off with her.
They were sitting there laughing like it was funny.
Yeah.
That's shitty.
That's what, you know what? Chelsea or Micah deserves her fucking little friend laughing at her when Paul told her no.
Yeah. Grinning. Not just like silently, like trying to hide it. No. That girl was grinning as her best friend supposedly was sobbing down the aisle, running away because she was heartbroken, and her quote-unquote best friend is grinning and laughing and saying she's relieved and glad it turned out this way. And they're still friends?
Yeah.
Micah's an idiot.
Yeah, she is.
Micah's a fucking idiot. Okay, who else did we see? Micah and Paul.
Yeah.
Paul? Paul said no.
Kind of fucking did that shitty, though.
In what sense?
Just like... I don't know. I feel like I would have a conversation with these people before we got in front of our whole family.
Well, that's just it. And I find it hard to believe that they don't. I absolutely feel like Tiffany and Brett did have that conversation. Yeah. I 100% feel like they sat there and said, you're going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
Nobody's going to be made a fool of.
We're not going to. If it had been at that point, I 1000% think that they wouldn't have even gone to the altar.
Yeah.
I think they would have talked about it because they have a very strong level of respect for one another.
Exactly.
And I feel like that was severely lacking in these other couples. Particularly, well, literally all of them.
All of them.
All of them. I didn't feel like there was a respect.
No. Because, like, she walked up and gave him a hug and was like, oh, I missed you. And he's like, I missed you too, but I'm not marrying you.
Yeah, he and like, his vows.
Damn.
Like, the fact that he said, I love you, and said all these things about how wonderful she is. In the beginning,
I was like, oh, Paul's saying
yes. Yeah, I was like, he's going to say yes. And then he said no, that's fucked up.
And then said he didn't see her, like, being a mother to his children and shit.
He said not just next year, but in 5 years, in 10 years, ever. I was like,
damn.
But again, you'd think that would have been a conversation that he had with her beforehand.
It had to have been. But she also looks like the person you cannot have a real conversation with.
Anytime.
Like...
Anytime they were talking to each other, all they did was awkwardly giggle.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, so there was no, like, communication skills between those two at all.
They had a sexual connection from the pods first, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And she really only picked him, so Amber couldn't. I guarantee you if Amber, what's that her name, right? Mm-hmm. They would have got married.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. She was way prettier.
Yeah. It was unfortunate. At least we got Tiff and Brett out of it.
Thank God.
I love them so much. Oh, yeah. And then Marshall showed up at Tiff and Brett's wedding. I cried a little.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, you could tell he was heartbroken, but was trying to be there for them. And I just thought that was so sweet. Poor Marshall and fucking Jackie.
Bitch. With that icky Josh. She would pick a J name.
She would. She wants She's that toxic love. To her, that is love. The more toxic, the more screaming, the more...
And Marshall would not do it.
Yeah. The more rough makeup sex because you just got done screaming at each other. That's what she wanted. And she wasn't getting it because Marshall's not a Neanderthal.
No.
And like if you're into... I'm not kink shaming. If you're into rough sex, cool.
Cool.
But not out of a toxic
space. No, not space. Out of anger.
Yeah, it's not like the... If you get off on like...
An argument.
That's weird.
It's not normal.
It's not normal. Mm-mm. And that's what they were doing.
She told him she wants him to be more aggressive. Who the fuck says that? Like, I want you to beat my fucking ass. Like,
he said, he told Brett that she wanted him to, like, slap her around.
Yeah.
And he did not say that directly to the cameras. It was overheard.
Yeah.
In a conversation, I believe, to Brett. So he was trying to be respectful and not put her business on Front Street.
Yeah, fuck that.
But no, she definitely wanted to be beat up, and he probably wanted her, or she probably wanted him to, like, call her names.
Yeah. And be mean to her. Be toxic.
Yuck. That gives me the ick.
Yeah.
So she's with shitty Josh now.
Who probably is toxic as fuck.
Oh, for sure. I guarantee you those two just fight and fuck. They,
live together now.
Yeah. They just fight and fuck. I guarantee you that's their entire relationship.
Cool.
Ick. So much ick.
So much ick.
So yeah, there was that. I hope we get to watch the reunion today, even though at this point I feel like nothing worthwhile is going to happen.
I feel like we could have just watched it on a live on TikTok last night.
Because fucking Jackie claimed she was coming to the reunion. Jackie's been running her mouth for the last, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's been tweeting. She's been leaking text messages. She has been on all the interviews. I don't know if they made her sign an NDA, but she's definitely broken it.
Yeah.
Because she's just out here spilling the tea. She's trying to make Marshall the bad guy. She is trying so hard. She claims on Twitter for the last 2 weeks she has all sorts of receipts. I'm bringing these receipts to the reunion, y'all.
I can't wait to show up.
Just wait for the reunion, y'all. I'm telling my truth. Talking all this shit. This bitch did not even show up to the reunion live show.
They did like a recorded interview with them.
They did a pre-recorded interview with just Vanessa Lachey,
who is
the shittiest interviewer on the planet, and Josh and Jackie. So nobody got to talk to her directly. Nobody got to clear the air. She didn't have to answer any of the burning questions that literally everybody wanted to know. Like, did you cheat on Josh? She claimed she didn't. Or did you cheat on
Marshall
with Josh? She claimed she didn't. She claims she didn't and that she had all these receipts. We didn't get no fucking answers. Not a single goddamn answer. So Netflix, you really, really fucked this one up.
I wonder if she did that on purpose. Because she knew the heat was coming.
1,000%.
She was like, I'm not doing anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah, and I guarantee you there wasn't anything specific in the contract about having to show up live. I guarantee you there was only something in the contract that said you had to participate in the reunion. Probably didn't say in what capacity.
Yep.
And so she took the bitch's way out and did a pre-recorded interview.
They need a new, like, host for the reunions.
Yeah.
Because I watched the other reunions. Yep. And they're just...
Yeah.
The last third season is just, like, them partying the whole time. And they're all talking to each other that they didn't pick.
Right?
Like, why? I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Colby got into season 3 with me.
Did he?
And he's watching. He's like, why are they all talking to each other? Like, they picked them. They did not pick them. I don't know.
I don't fucking know either, Colby. It's we don't know.
Weird.
So weird. No, we need, like, the host of, like, Love and Hip Hop reunions. Because that girl, I think it's Nina Parker.
Yep.
That hosts the Love and Hip Hop reunions. She asks all, because she was a journalist. She used to be a reporter, I believe. I'm fairly certain she used to be a reporter. But she knows how to ask tough questions. Yep. Nick and Vanessa have no clue what they're doing.
That one guy that's on Bravo.
Oh my God, what's his name?
With the grayish hair.
Andy Cohen?
Yes, that's his name.
Yes, he knows how
He's good.
Yeah, he knows how to ask questions. Yep.
That's what we need.
That's what we fucking need. Nick and Vanessa just know how to read a cue card.
What does Vanessa smile. Even do?
Nothing. This is what they do.
I know Nick was in 98 Degrees.
112 years ago.
Yep.
There was a really awkward moment on one of the other seasons where they walk in. You know when the guys get there and the girls get there in the first episode and Nick and Vanessa go visit them? And they go, hi, I'm Vanessa Lachey. And Nick, swear to God, goes, and obviously I'm Nick Lachey. Like, they should have all known who he was.
Bitch,
you were in a boy band for like 5 minutes.
And it wasn't even the top boy band.
No.
You weren't in Syncin.
You weren't in Sync. You weren't Backstreet. You were in the, like, you were great value boy band.
Aldi.
You were the Aldi boy band.
Seriously.
Yeah. But anyway, they're super cringe. I wonder what's going to happen moving forward.
Everybody's pissed.
We haven't even
watched it yet and we're pissed.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people were saying they need to release all the episodes at once. Because people are spoiling it. I agree 1,000%. Yeah. Because they made them sign NDAs, but everyone on this season was out there talking before anything aired. And fans are ruining it, too, because a bunch of fans, quote unquote, went and looked up marriage certificates to find out who got married and who didn't. And then they were putting it on social media so people knew what happened before the season had even aired. It was really shitty.
Yep.
It was shitty. So, and I hope we never attempt another live reunion again, because clearly they can't
Netflix
figure it out.
Netflix needs to stay in their lane, and live is not it. At all.
They were like, oh, that's weird. The Chris Rock live special went off without a hitch. I guarantee you the number difference of viewers for the Chris Rock live and Love is Blind finale.
I didn't even know there was a Chris Rock
exactly.
live.
Exactly.
That wasn't on TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah, it was bad. Okay, so we're going to start a new segment because I fucking love these. They're Am I the Asshole? You and I have not read them beforehand. I had my good friend Jonathan go on and find some good ones for us. So we have not seen these yet. We have no idea what they say. They are from the Reddit forums. So we're just going to jump.
So we just decide if that was an asshole move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's the thing. These people go on Reddit and they post a scenario, something that they've been through. And then they ask, am I the asshole in this scenario? Now that you've heard all the details, am I the asshole?
Why would you do that, though?
Some people just don't have any idea. I don't know how, but...
We're here to tell them.
Okay, here's the first one. Am I the asshole for having a dry wedding and serving only water for drinks?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So basically, my husband and I are getting married later this year. Each of our sides of the family are fairly big. It will be around 100 to 150 people total. My husband and I are paying for this all ourselves, as well as my grandma, who said she doesn't care one way or the other on this issue of a dry wedding or alcohol. She just loves weddings.
Alcohol. Grandma loves weddings with alcohol.
We have a lot of kids in our family, so we decided against making it child-free, but we did decide to make it dry. There will be no alcohol of any kind at our wedding. Honestly, this doesn't have anything to do with there being kids there, but due to the fact that my fiance and I don't drink. Okay. Nothing against people who do. It's just not for us and we don't want to. On top of that, we only really drink water. We rarely, if ever, drink soda. So most of the time it's only water with the occasional juice and milk. We don't even drink coffee.
Sounds boring. I hope they like having 5 people at their wedding.
No shit. Okay, so she goes on. Or he goes on, it doesn't say. The original poster goes on to say, so obviously the food, which is part my grandma is not paying for, is going to be expensive for that many people. We are having our wedding catered, so everyone will have a good choice of food to choose from, but to drink, only water will be provided. We don't want to have to pay for alcohol or soda. It is just a large added expense when we can just do filtered water for a much cheaper cost. Well, when family and friends found out they got... angry. Some didn't really care, but some are really upset about it, saying that I can just have an open bar so I don't have to pay for drinks. We could, but still have to pay for the bartender, and we just really don't want to bother with alcohol there. Or we should at least have soda, because how can we expect everyone to drink only water? The kids will be upset, the wedding will be boring, that this is not how weddings work, etc. So, am I the asshole? I didn't think this would be a problem. It's only water. I mean, don't most people drink water every day anyway? Should we pay the extra to have soda to make the family happy?
Yes. I don't even drink soda. Yeah. I drink only water, and I would never.
Never.
Never. You cannot do that.
I mean,
you can. You can do whatever you want at your wedding, but you're fucking boring.
Yeah, and there nobody's
no
gonna have
coffee. Okay.
The fact that she took it, like, I was okay on the no alcohol.
Yeah.
There are some people that feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
They don't want the drama that could happen. They don't want to pay for whatever. Fine. But the fact that you're also like no coffee, no juice, no soda, no tea, you're just like everybody's drinking water. That's, I think you're kind
rude.
Of, I think you're the asshole.
That's rude.
I think it's selfish.
I would never. Oh, we don't want to pay for it. Grandma's paying for it. Grandma's trying to get down.
Grandma's trying to get lit like a Christmas tree.
As anybody going to a wedding wants to do.
I'm not going to lie. If I got an invite for a dry wedding, I don't know that I would go.
And do you put that on the invite?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody showing up.
Yeah.
Water only.
That's what I mean. Like, No. So there's going to be no fun dancing going on.
The pictures are going to suck.
They're going to suck.
I hope they don't have a videographer. Because everybody will just be sitting at their tables.
Parched.
Parched. No flavor whatsoever. They probably have dry-ass chicken, too.
Unseasoned, dry-ass chicken.
No water. No, they're
gonna We're also salt. Not going to have salt and pepper because I don't use it on my food.
And it's an added expense.
It's an added expense.
They're not paying for that. And like if you're paying for your whole wedding, budget.
Yeah. Budget for fun.
And not saying alcohol equals fun. It helps. It fucking helps.
It does help. Even if you're not drinking, watching other people drink is funny.
Like, they don't want anyone to have fun at their wedding. Their marriage is going to be so boring.
They're going to have such a good...
All we drink is water.
Good for you.
Cool. Same, but like... If I ever brought that up to Colby, he'd be like, are you fucking lying right now? He hates water. He hates water.
Never touches the stuff.
Never. Sometimes you're doing better, babe, if you're hearing this.
Okay, so we're going to go with they're the asshole.
100%, no doubt.
Okay.
Moving on. That's just rude. I don't know if I can move on from that.
Okay. Am I the asshole for kicking my son's girlfriend out of our house? My husband, 58 male, and I, 56 female, recently met my son's 24 male, girlfriend, for the first time. He's been crazy about her. Apparently, they've been dating for a year before he decided to have her meet us officially.
Maybe they're crazy.
What he's told us about her all seems great. She just got her degree, was enjoying her job, family-oriented, etc. I'm honestly just glad he's happy with her. My husband and I don't think he's ever been this into someone before, so I feel pretty bad about what I did.
Great.
Last weekend, he brought her over for dinner. By now, we'd been anticipating meeting her with how much our son has been gushing about her. How perfect she is, that she's the one, in his own words. They ring the doorbell. We open the door. She looks exactly like her pictures, which is a great start. My son is grinning. So we're not being catfished.
Yeah.
My son is grinning ear to ear. Another great start. We invite them in. She accepts my hug and a firm handshake from my husband, and then she opens her mouth. And says, I'm the one your son puts his penis in.
Oh my God. She did not. No way.
To be frank, I was appalled. I expected my husband to laugh. Both he and my son are jokesters, and as annoying as it can be, I love it. But this was just too much for me. Maybe I'm reserved, but of all the things she could have shared about my son, she told us that. One look at my face, and my husband knew how much I disapproved. Maybe I let my expectations get too high and it's unfair to have them, but I reiterate. Of all the things to say to her boyfriend's parents, whom she'd never met, she chose that? My son was amused at first, but when he noticed my reaction, his face dropped. I felt like he'd sold me the full package, everything he'd always been looking for in a girlfriend. I was too disturbed by the visual it put in my head, and it translated into anger. I told her to get out, and I wanted to say more about how gross it made me feel, but I fortunately left it at that. My son didn't want to go, insisting I give her another chance, but I was too fed up and uncomfortable by this point. Even my husband, who's enjoyed his fair share of raunchy jokes, wouldn't let up. They left and I immediately felt guilty. This was something my son had really looked forward to, and I feel like I took that away over a dumb joke. I tried calling to apologize, but he hasn't responded. My husband thinks she's the one who should apologize. I'm considering giving her another chance, but before I do, was I the asshole?
Why the fuck would you say that?
Why the fuck would you say that? Like, did she just panic?
Maybe she's awkward. Obviously.
She's obviously...
I'm the one your son fucks. Like, Jesus. Like, you couldn't have been like, I forgot deodorant. Like, say something else. Don't say that.
There are so many other things you could have said in that moment.
I want to know the conversation when they got in the car after his mom was like, fuck you. Is she the asshole? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think the mom was the asshole for her reaction in that
moment. What else would you... Get the fuck out of my house and leave. I can't do this. Goodbye.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have immediately been like, you need to leave.
No. I would have been like, you probably shouldn't have led with that.
I would have definitely been like, that's a really weird thing to say when you first meet me, but...
When you meet your boyfriend's mom... I wouldn't have kicked her out right away. I would have just made her feel as uncomfortable as she made me feel.
100% I would have done the same.
Let's go have dinner. On the table that I fuck your boyfriend's dad on. Like, something. Just make them all feel bad. And gross, yeah. And icky.
I probably would have... Yeah, I maybe would have started telling stories about my
anything.
Son's penis.
Yeah. How little it was when he was a baby. Like, something. Maybe just not kick her.
I would have responded with, yeah, I've heard all about your vagina.
See, we're quicker, though.
True.
She clearly is not. She panicked, too. The mom panicked.
They all panicked.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what went through your head that that's what you led with.
Like, did they talk about this? Did she tell the boyfriend that's what she was going to say?
Right.
If I would have met Colby's mom and that's what I said, he would have been like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I do, too, want to know what that conversation was.
I need to know more.
Okay, well, there's more here.
Oh, God.
Update. Thanks for reaching out, everyone. My son got in touch with me. His girlfriend agreed to try again. We all met at a restaurant my son and his girlfriend chose. The first thing she said was an apology for what she had said. I apologize for my reaction. We hugged. It was nice. She then explained how my son had convinced her a joke like that would land well, and that she wouldn't have said it if she didn't think we'd like it. According to my son, she was reluctant to open with any jokes at all, but they came up with that one together on the way over.
That sounds like a cop-out. That sounds like the son's taking the fall so that the mom's not mad at her anymore.
That could be, or else her
son's...
Or they're
real weird.
A fucking weirdo. Which say something also, to my mom about my penis. Why would you...
No. If my son ever, I swear to God.
Welp.
That's weird. They're all assholes.
Everyone in that group's an asshole.
That's gross. Maybe not the husband, because he's the only one not saying shit, I guess.
No shit.
I don't like that.
This is a weird one, too. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's long. Am I the asshole for hiding vegetables in my boyfriend's food?
No.
I, 28F, have been with my boyfriend, 36 male. I've been with my boyfriend for a year, and we moved in together about 4 months ago. One of the first things I noticed about my boyfriend was that he never really ate vegetables. He would sometimes eat them if we were out at a restaurant and they came as part of his meal, but he never ate them when I cooked for him. So he just doesn't like your vegetables.
Mm. Salt.
Originally, I thought that maybe cooking was the problem, so I asked him if he enjoyed my food, and he told me he loves my cooking. Well, what else is he supposed to say? On nights I didn't cook for him, he ate exclusively frozen foods and never ate the vegetables in those either. Naturally, he has some health issues.
Okay. This is weird. They're both assholes.
Vitamin deficiencies, etc. He had phrased it to me as if he was somehow just genetically unlucky. Mm-hmm. I believed it for a while because I don't know how that stuff works, but eventually it became clear to me it's because he voluntarily eats a vegetable like once a month.
Eat a sprig of broccoli, sir.
6 months ago, I started hiding vegetables in my cooking. If I was making pasta, I'd usually put it in for myself and then take half out and blend it so he wouldn't notice the vegetable chunks and then tell him I just scooped the vegetables out of his portion. This happens more often now we live together because I do all of the cooking. He's been telling me a lot lately. He's been feeling a lot better the past few months and has even had his doctor reduce the dosage of some of his medications, and he hasn't had to take his multivitamin in weeks. They are both nuts. I kept my mouth shut because I'm just glad he's feeling better. Yesterday, I was making one of our regular pasta meals. It's one that's very easy to hide at least 4 vegetables in. Mm. And I was about to blend my boyfriend's portion when the blender died mid-blend. I had to serve it in all its vegetable chunk glory. My boyfriend refused to eat the vegetables, but when he tasted the sauce, he said it's weird how it tastes the exact same, even though this one has vegetables in it. So I confessed. He screamed at me and called me a controlling bitch and said that it's...
Break up with him.
And said that it's none of my business if he thinks vegetables don't do anything. I pointed out he said he felt better. He said his health was none of my business and that I'm a controlling, judgy asshole, and stormed out of our apartment to stay with his sister. His sister texted me to say he's fine, but she agrees with him. Mm. They're fucking.
Yeah, that's all weird.
My friends agree it's ridiculous that he didn't eat vegetables, but agree I'm being an asshole.
Break up with him. Everybody just thinks she's an asshole.
Like, are we missing?
It's not meth, it's vegetables. Like,
she wasn't poisoning the lad.
No.
And he screamed at her and called her a controlling bitch because she put some vegetables in his food? Run. Run for the hills, lady. Definitely not the asshole.
I'm confused.
You're not the asshole.
No, they are. Him, his sister, your friends, move to a different state.
They're all assholes.
They're all fucking assholes.
Wow. Red flags.
Huge
red flags.
What the fuck?
I'd be like, seriously?
It's like vegetables, man.
It's just a carrot, sir. It's...
Why are you so pressed? Wow.
Jesus. All right, last one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for refusing to take my girlfriend to nice places because she eats like a kid? My girlfriend is an incredibly picky eater. Like I said in my title, she eats like she is 10 years old. In fact, I'll give a short list of things she refuses to eat. Unflavored water. Fish. Excluding fried shrimp, anything with bones, cheese other than sharp cheddar, spinach, onions, garlic, pasta without red sauce, egg, spicy food, aioli, ketchup, potatoes, other than French fries, pastries with fruit, citrus, sausage, or any non-American food.
What?
This compares to me, someone who grew up in multiple different regions of the U.S. and lived abroad for a few years, so I'm a bit more adventurous when it comes to food. Whenever me and my girlfriend go out somewhere, she ends up getting the same meals, usually either a burger or chicken tenders and fries. Same. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
We could be going to an authentic Nepalese restaurant and she will get the French fries and white rice. To me, it's kind of embarrassing to go to a restaurant where there is a dress code and for her to order chicken tenders and fries. It especially bothers me that since I typically pay, I end up paying $15 for chicken tenders that I could get from the freezer section at Walmart for $5. Recently in our area, a very nice dinner place opened up, and my girlfriend has been dying to go. I took a look at the place and the menu and saw that it looked nice, but the food was kind of pricey. She said she was probably going to get chicken tenders per usual. I asked her, what's the point of going then if I can toss some tenders in the air fryer for her and not spend a ridiculous amount of money? She asked why I had an attitude about this, and I told her that I thought it was a waste of time and money to go to a nice place to get little kid food. She interpreted this as me calling her a little kid. I clarified that I wasn't calling her a child. However, it is kind of childish for her to eat the way she does. I also said that if she's going to order food we can make at home, there's not any point in us going anywhere. This led to an argument about me thinking I'm better than her. Am I the asshole?
I get it, but I don't. Like, wasting your time and your money, damn.
Yeah.
You just don't want to take her anywhere.
Right.
And, like, maybe ease into it. Don't be like, you eat like a fucking child.
I think that's probably why she got mad.
So, communication is bad there.
Really bad. I don't see.
And do you think you're better than her?
Yeah.
Because you're just so fucking...
It's the way you put into it. Like, you're so worldly and have been abroad, so...
Maybe everything else gives her the shits.
She could just have a very sensitive tummy, sir. I
get it, but I don't at the same time.
I think I understand his point, but I think his delivery was asshole-ish.
That kind of sounds like something like a parent would say to their child. So, like, why would you say that to your girlfriend?
Yeah. The waste of time and money thing was...
Waste of time? Damn!
Yeah. Oh, so I'm a waste of time. That's how I would have taken that. I mean, I think he has a point. I think his delivery was asshole.
Yeah.
By telling your girlfriend she eats like a child. That's... And I'm beginning to think maybe you do think you're better than
maybe
her.
Maybe he does.
Because you eat fancy foods. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Escargot.
I fucking love chicken tenders and fries.
Same. And some places have really good ones.
Some places have better than the Walmart bin for
$5.
Yeah. I think you're kind of the asshole, sir.
Yep.
Okay.
You are.
Well, I think that's about all we have time for this week.
Right.
All right. Sorry we missed last week. It was my daughter's birthday, and it was too much.
Yeah.
So, sorry, not sorry.
And
I don't know.
And it was Easter. It was a bunch of shit.
And it was Easter. There was just a lot going on, but we're back now. Next week, I think we're going to maybe put up a poll to hear what you guys want to talk about. So check out our Facebook page, Millennial Momming, and vote on what you want to hear the next episode be about. We'll put up, like, a couple ideas. Mm-hmm. You tell us. We're here for you.
We deliver.
We need a nice little catchphrase. Mm. Okay, well, Kristanas and Shaunas are signing off. Burbers.
Burbers now.
Burbers now.